Hi. This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks for getting connected with eBay. My name is Harry, so how may I help you?
Well, I don't have any eBay at all.
All right.
I haven't bought eBay for a long time.
I understand. Oh, my God. So that means, ma'am, you're not giving any authorized transaction. The $299.99, around like $300 for the iTunes gift cards. Someone, ma'am, I'm not telling you. You, I make the order, ma'am. Someone.
I didn't make an order at all.
I'm telling you anytime that you, I make the order. Someone, S-O-M-E, someone make this order without your knowledge and without your permission.
Yes, obviously.
So that's why I want to refund your money. And I will stop that payment. All right, madam? So, first of all, madam, please tell me. One thing, like what type of mobile phone you are using at the moment, like Apple iPhone or Android?
I don't know. Android,
like Samsung, Oppo. What type of mobile phone, madam?
I don't know if this is legit or not.
Okay, I'm giving you my old verification, all right? So please take a pen and take a piece of paper with you.
Hang on.
All right. Yes. My name is Harry. Harry Ali. My name. And my address. My address is 45 Market Street, New South Wales, 2000. I will repeat this address. The 45 Market Street, New South Wales, 2000. And my employee ID. The employee ID is EBY Echo Bob Yankee, that 4209. That is my job employee ID. And our technical helpline email address is eBay Anti-Fraud Department at gmail.com. I will repeat this number, repeat the email, eBay Anti-Fraud Department at gmail.com. Alright? And our technical helpline number, it's 1-800 57 1-800-57-3223. Is it right?
Yeah.
All right. Ma'am, if like I'm like fake caller, so why I'm like give you my information? I never give you my information. If like I'm fake caller, all right? You are talking with a legitimate person, all right? So, first of all, tell me, new mobile phone like a Samsung, Oppo?
No, it's a my phone, MI. It's a German phone.
MI. All right. So, madam, look on your screen, all right?
Yeah.
You can see, like a speaker, ad call, Bluetooth. You can see that?
Well, I could if I go to it.
Look on the screen. Look on your mobile screen at first.
Yeah.
What can it see? What can it see?
Your phone number.
All right. And below that?
My numbers. My numbers.
All right. So click on home. Come back to your home screen. Where you can see your wallpaper. Go back to your wallpaper.
Yeah.
Click on home. And you can see your wallpaper or like a lot of applications.
Yeah.
All right. And find out the application. The name is Play Store. P-L-A-Y Play Store. S-T-O-R-E. The Play Store.
No, can't get to it.
Okay. What can you see on your screen, ma'am? Just tell me
nothing.
That. Your log nothing. Application?
Nothing. No.
Your wallpaper?
Yes.
Yes.
The storage is running out on my phone. That's what it says. The storage is running out.
All right. All right. So go to your, applications, like phone, camera, Google, contact. You can see that?
I can't get to it.
Okay. Click on back. Click on back.
Pardon?
Click on back. Back.
Yeah. What about it?
Back. Right. And you can see a lot of applications. Phone, camera, Google.
No, I can't get back up. Yeah, all right.
And tell me the apps one by one, like phone, camera, Google, contact. So tell me the apps slowly.
Weather, calendar, file manager, music, cleaner, my video, notes, settings, things, Play Store. Is that what you wanted?
Yes.
Play Store.
Yes.
Okay. What about it?
Open it.
Yeah.
And look on your screen on the top. You can see anything written like search for games or apps. You got any option on the top?
Well, I haven't downloaded it. It's just there. I never use it.
Okay, I understand. So, which device you are using for your internet? Like browsing. What type of device? Your mobile phone? Or apart from
I just use the hotspot.
Okay. So click on the search, ma'am. Click on the search on the top.
Yeah.
Yes. And type it over there. A as in apple. Then N. N as in November.
Yeah.
Then Y. Y as in yellow.
Yeah.
Then D. D as in doctor.
Yes.
Then E. E as in echo.
Yes.
Then S. S as in sugar. Then K. K as in kingdom.
Yes.
So what did you type?
Any desk.
Right, right. Then click on search. Hit the search.
Yeah.
Then what you got? What come up on your screen?
Any desk remote D, desk software.
Yes. Click on that. Click on that.
What? Install?
Yes, click on install. This application, ma'am, created by Anti-Fraud Department of eBay. All right?
Yeah.
So click on install.
It won't. You know why it won't? It keeps my phone keeps telling me I've got too many apps. But the apps the phone wants to get rid of are the apps that I actually use, not the ones I don't use.
Okay, like if like any application like you do not like to use anymore, then you need to uninstall the applications. All right, the largest applications like Messenger, Google, Chrome.
Well, I tried to get rid of two of them, and it wouldn't do it. It wanted me to get rid of all of them.
No, not all of them. You can see the checkbox come up on your screen.
I know, I did it yesterday or the day before. I kept doing it because I needed to undo an email, but it wouldn't do it. Unless, wouldn't do it.
All right, so uninstall the other applications, like a junk applications. All right, madam?
The what application?
Like the junk application, you never like use the applications. Please uninstall that.
Yes, but I've tried to. And unless I'm willing to get rid of all of them, I'm going to the South Melbourne market to give it, to ask a guy I know in a phone shop.
Uninstall the Google applications, all right?
The Google.
Not Google. Apart from Google, what option you got, ma'am? What option you got on your screen at the moment?
It's just still at any desk.
Any desk, right? You can see the install. Click on install once again.
Yeah, I keep pressing it, but it doesn't... The circle comes up and goes. It's not doing anything.
Okay. So apart from this device, do you have any other device? Like
a
laptop?
Yeah, I've got a laptop.
You have a laptop. Wow, it's very good, madam. So please go ahead and turn on the laptop, madam. Turn on the laptop. All right. Take your time, darling. Take your time.
Okay, hang on. Okay,
it's
going to take time to warm up.
Yeah, take your time, darling. Take your time. Don't you worry. No, 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 no. Look at your computer keyboard. On the left-hand side, bottom of the corner, you can see, madam, the CTRL key as a control key.
Well, I don't. Maybe my glasses on. Okay, what am I looking for? Oh, CTRL, yeah?
Yes, and next to the CTRL key, which key do you have?
FN.
FN, all right. And next to the FN key, you can see any like a four flag square box, like a Windows logo key?
Yeah.
Yes. So press the Windows logo key and hold it down and use your another finger, press the letter R together at the same time.
And on Windows, it's come up. Did you say?
Yes, Windows and letter R.
Yeah. Not having trouble finding that site.
Sorry?
It says it's having trouble. Hang on, I didn't have my hotspot on. Okay, I've got a hotspot on now. Alright, I'll try that again. I don't know, I've got to get rid of malware. Alright, try again. Okay. No.
Windows and letter R.
Okay, I'll try it again. Okay, Google's come up. Yeah, Google's come up.
Google or anything? Any box come up on your screen on the left hand side bottom?
Well, Google came up, but hang on, I've got to get rid of this. Alright, I'll try it again. I'm back on the home screen.
Yes. Press the Windows logo key, and hold it down. And use your another finger, press the letter R. R as in Robert. Together at the same time. Windows and letter R. Alright?
Yeah, nothing's happening. I'll get rid of that. Okay. No, because... Yeah, it's come up saying run.
Yeah, below that. Yes, below that. You can see any like open or like a blank panel. So put over there www. www, like 3W.
Yeah.
Then give a dot. Then A as an apple. Then N.
www. And then what dot?
Yes. Then the 3W,
yeah.
Then give a dot. Then A. A as in Australia.
Yeah.
Then N. N as in November.
Yeah.
Then Y. Y as in yellow.
Yeah.
Then D. D as in doctor.
Yeah.
Then E. E as in echo.
Yeah.
Then S,
yeah.
S as in sugar, then
yeah.
K, K as in kingdom.
Yeah.
Then
give
a dot.
What?
Com, C-O-M, com.
Dot. Com. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then click on OK. You can see the OK cancel browse. Click on OK.
Yeah.
Click on OK. Then what you got on your screen, and let me know.
It's slow. This one's very slow. It's opening a new tab.
All right. So what you got on your screen? What come up?
This new tab is still going through.
Okay. So look on the screen on the top, right? You can see the search panel on the top.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can search anything, right? So put over there www.anydesk.com. Anydesk.com.
No, this Windows 8.1 PC is no longer supported.
Okay, open up your Google in your computer. Open up your Google.
Well, I can't get back. That's the page.
Do you have any Google Chrome?
Okay, I'll open the Google.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, what can you see right now?
It's still trying to get through. Okay, I've got Google, and what do you want me to do? Put www.
Yeah, then give a dot.
Dot.
Then A yeah. As an apple.
Any desk.
Yes, anydesk.com.
Yep.
Then click on search. Hit the enter from your keyboard. Anything come up, ma'am, on your screen right now?
Oh, hang on, I'll have to put it into Google, why not?
Anydesk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K,
yeah.
Anydesk.com.
Mm. Yeah.
Then click on search. Hit the enter from your keyboard.
Yeah. Okay. Anydesk, the fast remote desktop application. Download now, fast remote desktop.
Right. Yes. Click on download now. You can see?
Yeah.
Click on that. Download now.
Yeah. All platforms, all devices.
And look, yes, look on the screen. You can see anything downloading right now, like anydesk.exe. Look on the bottom. You got any pop-up come up? Anydesk.exe.
Well, it says download now.
No, look on the screen, on the left-hand side, bottom of the corner. Left-hand side, bottom of the corner. You got any pop-up? Anydesk.exe?
Yeah, oh, there's a question mark. It's popping up. Yeah, anydesk.com, and download Windows, and a question mark.
No, not a question mark. All right, madam. So look on your screen, look on your taskbar. On the left-hand side, bottom of the corner, extreme left-hand side bottom. You have any like a pop-up, like any desk.exe?
It was, but it's gone now.
Okay. So look on your screen. You can see like a download again, any option, all platforms.
So am I doing now? Yes.
Yes, click on that. Download now. Click on the download now.
Indeed.
Are anything downloading right now on your computer?
Remote desktop software.
Double click on that. Then what you got on your screen?
Something, old platforms, old devices, download again.
Click on download again.
Twice, the one.
You're down.
Yeah. Are you there? No, just keep saying download again.